Yeah. But speaking of tennis,
right.
I want to bring in a guest now, a young man who has a battle going on with United States Tennis Association, United States Tennis Association. Sean Felder, a New Yorker who has spent, I think, 9 or 10 years working with the USTA, and now he has a lawsuit going on with the USTA. Sean, first of all, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good, Ricky. How you doing, man? I'm over here working in New York construction sites. Cool out here, but it's a pleasure being on your show. How you doing tonight, brother, and to your guests? How you
man,
doing?
It's good. It's good to have you on. You're on with myself and my co-host, Mike Robinson. And
good,
Sean,
Mike?
You have been fighting.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
You have taken on a giant, man, going up against
the USTA. I'm not surprised for that, brother. Yeah, yeah.
Can you Can you tell our listeners around the country your story?
Oh, yeah, it's very simple, man. Well, a couple of years ago, Ricky, I won a case versus CSC Security because of racist, punk named Scott Dennison had hateful emails against blacks. It was in the New York Post back in 9/17/2013. I believe you got that article. It was international. I went to case with CSC, won that case in January 2015. We reached a settlement. And what happened in August of 2016, I went back to work with AJ Security. Now, mind you, Ricky, my brother, my name is Terrence Rawls, hired me. He saw my credentials and took a liking to it and told me to go to the credential place on the 29th to pick up my credential. Now, mind you, Ricky, when I went there, I met a white lady at the office and said, hey, I'm here to pick up my credential. I'm working with AJ Security. The lady looked through my system and said I wasn't qualified, which was strange. So, mind you, Ricky, I called Terrence and asked, hey, Terrence, what's going on with my credential denial? What's up? So for some strange reason, Ricky, he told me, well, did you have an incident with CSC in 2010 with Scott Dennison? I said, yeah, well, what about it? He said, well, that's why the USTA denied you. They didn't want you to work there. Ricky, I was so flabbergasted, disgusted. I was enraged, okay? So I took that as a personal retaliation due to that. No letter or call was from Mike Rodriguez, who I called a prick from the head of security, to explain that. You see, Ricky, if he had told me, hey, look, due to that incident, we can't hire you, fine, but no answer, no apology. So I filed EEOC charges. And then, Ricky, for some reason, EEOC lied saying there's no probable cause. So what they're trying to say is they don't want to do anything with it. They're going to say that the USTA claim will never apply. Now, Ricky, if you have gotten the documents, I sent you a ID picture of me with AJ Security stating that I was hired, and I sent you a business card. So how the hell are you going to say that I never applied for work when I did apply with AJ Security, and, you know, try to be slick. So I filed for right to sue and filed the lawsuit last year at the U.S. Southern District Court. We had a pre-journal at April 19th with the judge, Ed Ramos. The USTA had their attorney there. I think her name is Stephanie Lewis, and he just said basically, I want both parties to work something out and go from there. So at this moment, the USTA, again, tried to run the game, filed a motion to dismiss. I appealed, and that's where we stand at the moment, brother.
Now, is A&G, are they contracted? Were you guys contracted?
They are contracted along, not with CSC, just to do security at the U.S. Open. See, Ricky, 3 or 4 different security companies do security work for the U.S. Open, but they got to be approved by the USTA to get the credential. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
After 8, now mind you, I worked 8 years there, 2002 to 2009. I worked at the summit. Then in 2007, Andy Frame took over. That's why I met that prick, Scott Dennison and John Storr. Then in 2009, CSC took over, and that's when I had problems with them due with the discriminatory tactics. And once again, once I won the lawsuit, the USTA took it personal and used their retaliation tactics to deny me work. And like I said, I have witnesses who I named Lorianne Bridget, Coyote Lott, and Brian Tillery, who knew about discriminatory tests that went on with the CSC and USTA. Those are my key witnesses, and hopefully they'll speak out if it goes to trial. And like I said, if Mike Rodriguez, the head of security, had spoken out, or at least say, hey, Sean, due to those incidents, you can't work in 2016, it'll be an issue. But nobody say anything, so now they have to explain themselves now to the judge.
So Sean, what was the incident, and how did they ever hold that over your head like that?
Well, basically, Ricky, Scott Dennison, if you got that.
That was Mike.
This is Mike.
Oh, Mike, how you doing, Mike?
Okay.
Again, like I said, because of Scott Dennison's racist tactics towards African Americans, I was one of the few that spoke out to the press about it and explained how he had a personal vendetta against me and me speaking to the USA about his tactics ways. So you got to understand something. He was the vice president of special events. He oversees all the security for CSC security. And let's say that dealing with Scott, he could be a pain in the ass, okay? He had this little arrogant position like, you know, I'm over you. You know, people are power. You know what I mean? So once I told the New York Post reporter Kevin Fitz about his ways, he was the one that showed me the hateful emails what Scott was saying against blacks. And you wouldn't believe how he said the N-word 5 or 6 times when Kevin did that article for the New York Post. When it was an exclusive story, it was all over. I had calls from CNN, Daily Mail from France, another unknown newspaper to speak about it. I didn't speak much about it because I had an attorney at the time, Michael O'Neill. So when we had the second deposition back in January 2015, it was a wrap, okay? That's when we got the Solomon Conference and won the case. And I felt that CSC Security should never have had a contract after Scott made those things because they were scared of losing sponsors. You understand what I'm saying? So when sponsors find out about racial issues, they're going to cut the corporation quick. So that's what scared the USTA. And, you know, that's why to this day they took it personal and did that against me and I guess don't want me back there. So, you know, the hell with.
How long have you been battling these guys? And it seems to me they're just trying to wear you down.
Well, I don't think they're going to wear me down, bro. They're just hoping that they just get rid of me. I'm just like a cloud that's over their shoulders. You know, it seems like after I won that case in 2015, I'm public enemy number one over there. Now, mind you, nobody sent me a letter saying I can't go there. I mean, I went there recently last summer to see who still works there and see what's going on. A lot has changed. And I think that after I won that case in January 2015, the settlement, that they had a personal vendetta against me. So, you know, the USTA, they had a history of being sued. I don't know if I sent Ricky the article about NYPD black lieutenant suing for racial bias. Former tennis player sued him and won. I mean, I did a background of their history. So they're basically a greedy, arrogant organization who don't care about their workers. It's just all about the money, gentlemen. And mind you, I was trying to reach out to the Williams sisters to show them articles. No success, but I tell you, man, what really disappointed me about this, not one black organization or politician came to my defense. And you figure, after the way Scott spoke against blacks, that they will come to my defense, not just one Ricky. And you know what disappointed me? Also, the president of the USTA, Katrina Adams, who is black, she's been quiet about this.
Yeah.
So she has to be held accountable. So I told Judge Ramos, I want her subpoena because she should step in and say, hey, this man ain't doing nothing. I don't see no bad record about Sean Felder, you know, he should come back. But she's all of a sudden quiet, so it makes you wonder.
Huh. Have you had an audience with her?
Listen, man, I'm trying to
get
out there on Twitter.
You can't get through to her, yeah.
Nope, she doesn't speak.
I'm going to tell you, I've had a difficult time reaching out to
Mike Rodriguez,
to the USTA. Had a difficult time reaching out to the USTA regarding this this subject
case
as well.
Oh, yeah, they're nervous. They're nervous, brother. They're nervous. And I'm going to tell you what, I've been blasting on social media about this case. They know. They know if this hits the press, it's a wrap. But they don't want no bad press right now because the U.S. Open starts, what, in 2 months? They don't need that right now.
Yeah.
So I would not be surprised to reach out to settlement to keep this quiet because they know if this hits the press and if the black, let's say somebody like the New York Urban League finds out, oh, it's going to be hell. It's going to be hell. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, they don't want no bad press. I already reached out to their sponsors. I wrote to Wilson Sporting Goods. I wrote to American Express. So can you imagine if they pull out and say, hey, we're not going to work with you. You got this man suing you off for racism. We ain't got time for that. So if they lose some sponsors, they really be in trouble, and somebody will have to take the fall.
Well, brother, let me tell you, I hope some of these people, we go all over the world, but primarily, you know, we're going across every state in this country. So people out there hearing your story tonight. Hey, do you have a website or anything set up where people can contact you that might
sure
you don't have
sure.
a
well, you know,
story?
I sell energy drinks, and you can look for me on www.amplifylifestyleblogspot.com, Sean Felder. You can leave messages. When I did the interview with the Village Voice back then, that story is on my website about CST security and how former employees spoke out against the racism they felt at the time with the U.S. Open. You see that article. It's called The U.S. Open Secret. And me and a few people spoke about how they was mistreated out there at the U.S. Open. You can look for that. So just reach out to me on that website. If anyone to call me about it, you can call me at 646-673-1997. You can Google the case. Look under Felder versus USTA. Tells you details of the case, where we stand. And like I said, Ricky, you can email me, Felder@yahoo.com, so you can reach out to opinion. Also, they can reach out to the USTA and show their outrage. Reach out to Katrina Adams and show outrage and saying, why aren't you addressing this issue? Reach out to the head of security prick, Mike Rodriguez. Get on him about that, why he's not defending me. And Craig Isaac, who's also a prick. So my thing is, Ricky, I want the judge to say, hey, I want to see his work history. Where's the write-ups? Where's the scandals? Where's his production?
Let me tell you, Sean, as the U.S. Open comes around this year, we're going to get you back on. We're going to continue to follow this case, man. But, Sean, you got to come out of your shell a little bit, man, and let us know how you really I love your passion, and I think you're fighting a good fight, man, and we need more soldiers out there like you. You aren't afraid to
Ricky, I'm going to tell you something right now. Ricky, I was one of the few that spoke out on Scott Dennison. He had put a fear in so many minorities. I was one of the guys that stood up to him. I was going to put up with his shit, and I told him that. I said, you may think you have all the power, but I could bring you down. And I guarantee you, when that story broke out, he lost his power position quickly, okay? And another guy at the time who worked with him, John Storer, who was white, I put him on blast because he knew about Scott and his racist attitude. Why didn't John came and spoke to USA about his actions? Now, do you know after all that happened in 2009, I went to John Storer and Scott, but I had an incident with this guy named Bob G, who was another white crazy prick, and I said to these guys, dude, I want this issue addressed. None of them did nothing, so you know, payback is a mother, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, some of these black politicians and so-called organizations did not defend me, which I say, which is kind of strange. And to this day, I'm still waiting for these black organizations like the NAACP, New York Urban League.
What about Urban Al? He's right there.
Al don't do nothing. He's just for himself, man. I told Al about this case. Not one call, not one answer. So what did I tell you, Ricky? I grew up to Charles Barron. From a Black Panther, nothing. New York Amsterdam News, the Root newspaper, nothing. So what does that tell you?
Wow.
Yeah, you got a lot of people.
They may be intimidated by him. Maybe scared of talking to USA.
This is a classic case of. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, Sean, you mentioned the Williams sister. What about Blake? Because, you know, Blake had a bad incident happen in New York. Was he kind of on your side about this?
I have reached out to Rod Blake. I emailed them. Mike, no answer. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with some of these black tennis players. I just don't understand it. Makes you wonder,
but
bro.
Hey, man.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
But
you're right.
Sean, we're gonna follow this case here at the FBI.
Oh yeah. I would definitely keep you posted.
And give me that website one more time.
Okay, www.amplifylifestyleblogspot.com. That's me with the SX Energy Drinks. And you look for the article called The U.S. Open Secret by Village Voice back in 2012 in September. Talk about how me and a few people spoke out about the minorities being mistreated by CSC Security and the USTA. And you can Google Sean Felder, Scott Dennison, hate the emails, all the articles about how Scott was exposed, saying racist comments about African Americans. You'll be shocked at what he said. And you can also Google Felder versus USTA, status of the case. Again, the judge is Edgar Ramos, Hispanic judge, and my key witnesses, Lorianne Bridget, Brian Tillery, and Coyote Lott.
Well, brother, thank you so much for checking in, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Definitely, man. Check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder, Access Promotions. Ricky, I'm going to send you a sample of my energy drink. Hope you like it. And you guys, like I said, keep in touch. I will definitely keep posted the case, and hopefully, hopefully victory soon. I'll keep you posted.
Take care, brother. Thank you, Sean.
You have a good night.